Show me the ROI or lose your budget. This ultimatum has become the new normal for marketing departments worldwide, as CEOs question the billions poured into marketing without clear financial returns. A revolution in measurement has emerged. The ROI methodology offers what many consider the holy grail of marketing management, a systematic, credible approach to measure marketing's actual financial contribution. Adopted by 85% of Fortune 500 companies, this framework transforms gut feelings into data-driven decisions. The stakes couldn't be higher. Marketing budgets are slipping from 12.1% to 11.3% of company revenue in just 1 year. For marketing leaders fighting to prove their worth in the boardroom, demonstrating ROI isn't just valuable, it's survival. What does value really mean in marketing? It's not just about inputs and activities, counting customers reached or email sent. True value is a ratio of benefits compared to costs. While 96% of CEOs want to see business impact measures like market share and revenue growth, many marketers remain stuck reporting that a campaign reached 1 million social media users without connecting it to tangible outcomes. The challenge intensifies when sales increase during a marketing campaign but coincide with a competitor's price increase or seasonal trends. Modern measurement requires balance, both activities and outcomes, quantitative and qualitative data, financial and non-financial perspectives. Think of it as a balanced scorecard telling the complete story of marketing's impact. The ROI methodology evaluates marketing through six levels. Level 0, input, measures resources invested, though inputs alone don't indicate effectiveness. Level 1, reaction, captures customers' feelings about our marketing. Level 2, learning, tracks information customers acquire. Level 3, action, measures customer behaviors like website visits or product trials. Level 4, impact, reveals business value through increased revenue or new customers. Level 5, ROI, compares monetary benefits against program costs. Marketing programs typically fail due to lack of alignment. The ROI methodology uses a V model, connecting marketing activities with business results by examining needs at each level. The process begins with payoff needs. Is solving this problem worth it? Then addresses business needs, real challenges like improving sales, action needs, required customer behaviors, learning needs, information customers need, and reaction needs, ensuring marketing value. Nick exemplifies this approach. With a 20% ROI objective, they targeted increasing existing customer sales by 10% and reducing complaints below 20% within 6 months. Their action objective specified 80% of financial advisors using their new CRM system within 1 month, with 90% understanding system usage. This clear chain of objectives connected activities directly to outcomes. Design thinking has revolutionized marketing by focusing on human-centric approaches using empathy and experimentation. Rather than relying solely on historical data, marketers using design thinking make decisions based on future customer desires through constant iteration and learning. 10 core design thinking principles guide the ROI methodology: systems-level problem solving, curiosity, balancing needs with feasibility, empathy, experimentation, structured processes, compelling storytelling, competitive strategy, complexity management, and risk reduction. These principles shape the methodology's 12 steps across 4 phases. In phase 1, planning, we align programs with business objectives, select proper solutions, and define clear success metrics. Phase 2, data collection, designs for input, reaction, learning, action, and impact, capturing the complete customer journey. Phase 3, analysis, focuses on credibility, isolating program effects, converting data to monetary value, identifying intangibles, capturing costs, and calculating ROI. Finally, Phase 4, optimization, communicates results to stakeholders and uses insights to improve performance. This systematic approach transforms marketing evaluation from subjective opinions to data-driven decisions. Instead of defending marketing based on creative excellence or brand awareness alone, we can demonstrate concrete business impact through a rigorous, repeatable process. How do you know your marketing campaign actually caused sales increases? Without isolating program effects from other influences, marketers risk overstating impact and losing credibility. Consider Gentech's embarrassment when they attributed a 20% revenue increase to training that actually resulted from recent acquisitions. The ROI methodology offers several isolation approaches. Experimental design with control groups provides the gold standard, comparing groups that receive marketing with those that don't. When P&G tested new digital marketing in specific markets while maintaining traditional methods in control markets, they could precisely measure incremental impact. Trendline analysis compares actual results against predicted performance, while mathematical modeling accounts for variables beyond marketing that influence outcomes. When quantitative methods aren't feasible, qualitative approaches offer alternatives. Participants' estimates involve asking customers to identify factors contributing to purchase decisions and attribute improvements to marketing efforts. Expert estimates provide additional perspectives when direct customer input isn't available. The key is selecting methods that balance credibility, feasibility, accuracy, cost, and time requirements. Using multiple methods often strengthens your case, like combining trend analysis with customer attribution surveys to create a more complete picture of marketing's contribution. Converting marketing results to monetary values is essential, as executives increasingly demand marketers show them the money. This process highlights marketing's contribution in financial terms executives understand. The conversion follows 5 steps. Identify a unit of measure, determine its value, calculate performance change for marketing, determine annual impact, and multiply by unit value. For example, if reducing customer complaints saves $500 per incident and marketing reduces complaints by $1,200 annually, that's a $600,000 value contribution. Against a $400,000 program cost, the ROI calculation becomes ROI percent equals 600,000 minus 400,000 divided by 400,000 times 100 equals 50%. Not all measures should be converted to money. When conversion would be excessively subjective, these become intangibles. Despite their name, intangibles like brand awareness often drive competitive advantage and long-term success. The power of this approach is clarity. When marketing demonstrates that every dollar invested returns the original dollar plus additional value, budget conversations transform from defending expenses to discussing investment opportunities. Even the most impressive ROI calculations mean nothing if not effectively communicated. The methodology includes a 7-step approach for sharing results. Analyze communication needs, plan your approach, select your audience, develop reports, choose appropriate media, present information, and analyze reactions. Communication should be timely, targeted, unbiased, clear, and credible. Different stakeholders need different information. Executives need business impact and ROI metrics, while managers need practical insights on program improvement. Visualization techniques make complex data accessible through executive summaries, infographics, or dashboards. Beyond communication, continuous improvement drives marketing performance optimization. This process assesses current performance across financial, activity, customer, and talent dimensions, sets clear objectives, identifies pain points, conducts cause analysis, designs solutions, implements changes, evaluates outcomes, and sustains improvements. When executives perceive marketing as investments generating future benefits rather than costs to control, budgets become more secure. Organizations making this shift often see marketing budgets grow year over year and gain greater strategic influence. What story does your marketing data tell? Are you presenting ROI in terms that resonate with decision makers? The most sophisticated analysis means nothing if it doesn't inspire action and confidence in marketing's value.